This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday. And as you head into this day, don't forget that listening to God is so important for your life, because God is not silent. He's not hiding. He has spoken to us, and He wants us to know Him and to know how to live our lives, to know how to deal with the issues, the struggles, the pains, as well as the joys and the triumphs of life. God wants to be totally involved in our lives. He doesn't just want to be this sort of strange Sunday thing where you wear different clothes and sing different kinds of music and is totally disjointed from life. No, He wants to be wrapped up in everything about your life, your struggles, your conflicts with people, your anger, your irritations, all of those things God wants to become a part of and to help you to change your life to be what He made you to be. God loves you so much, and He's reaching out to you. We need to build our lives around Him. I wonder if you ever noticed how much your values drive your life. We love many things in life, don't we? We love the people that are close to us. Certainly, we love ourselves. We love God. But what really drives your life is when it comes to a value issue, isn't it? It's when you say, yeah, but who do I love the most? That's what makes the difference, because sometimes those different loves and cares conflict with each other, don't they? What I want for myself may not be what God wants for me, or it may not be what's best for the person that I love. And so I face this dilemma: which love is the greater love? Well, John speaks to this a little bit in the passage we want to read from his letter, 1 John, in the Bible. In chapter 2, starting in verse 15, he says, "Do not love the world." What he means by the world is this secular system in which we live that is pushing love for self and the gratification of your physical desires as the highest value, putting that above all the other things. Of course, God designed us to feel great pleasure. He loves for us to enjoy pleasure and enjoy life, but this is the ungodly enjoyment of life that John's talking about. This secular system: do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of God the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, this secular way of life, the lust of the flesh, that is the pursuit of pleasure in life, and the lust of the eyes, that is materialism. When you look through those catalogs and as soon as you see it, you want it. And the boastful pride of life, just wanting to be first, to be above everyone else, to be the one who's respected the most. All of those pursuits, putting those as your primary value in life, he says, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its desires. But the one who does the will of God abides forever. There's one value that has real meaning in life, and that is to do the will of God. Not to be a goody-goody person or a person who seems holier than thou to everyone around them, but rather a person who is fulfilling the great commandment, the new command that Jesus gave us, which is to live a life full of love, overflowing with love, a giving kind of life instead of a taking kind of life, a life that puts God at its center rather than putting myself at its center. And with God as the center of my life, then God's life flows through me, enabling me to reach out and love other people, because my love needs have all been met in my relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm John North.